This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
From the Evergreen Studio in Florida, it's the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. The benefits of an Ivy League education compared to other universities has been a debate for some time. I wanted to see if I could uncover the facts to decide for one side or the other. Is an Ivy League education worth the price? The studies, evidence, and facts seem inconclusive, to say the least, with one side being better than the other. However, there is some irrefutable evidence that seems to be a commonality among studies of the subject of getting an elite education. If you're considering a higher education from a Ivy League university, this is a podcast you're not going to want to miss. The great Ivy League debate. It's been a debate for quite a while, and the question always seems to come up, do Ivy League graduates earn more money compared to people that attend other universities? Now, admission to an Ivy League college, it's certainly a dream for many people, but the costs are alarming for a middle-class student that might have the academics to get accepted. Tuition alone to an Ivy university can run $40,000 to $50,000 a year or more. And with the high cost of attending an Ivy League college, why do people decide to attend? And this is something I really wanted to do some research on and see if there was a way to actually get to the bottom of is do Ivy League graduates earn more money? Now, for some students and families, getting into a prestigious school it's good for social status. Just look at the recent college admission scandals on the news with wealthy, prominent families paying to get their kids into certain universities. If a student already comes from a wealthy family, think about that for a minute. Why would they need the advantage of a prestigious college? The family likely already has the money and connections to make their child a success, or, you know, at least give them every advantage. And the reason is a popular school it's nice to say at parties and social gatherings for these people. The other reason many people want to get into an Ivy League school is they believe it will lead to riches after graduation. And this is really the big question that comes up a lot of times is, like, you know, like I keep saying, do the Ivy League graduates earn more money compared to, let's say, someone that goes to a state school? And although it is a belief in much of society that Ivy League graduates do earn more, I did not find hard evidence to it actually being the case in every circumstance for each Ivy League school graduate on average. Now, first, it's important to get into Ivy League school earnings. Now, with the low acceptance rates for Ivy League universities and the high investment cost, you would think, as many people do, there should automatically be a good return on the investment. Just the acceptance should make it pay off for attending an Ivy League school. Let's take a look at Harvard, for example, and the 2019 overall acceptance rate was at just 5.3% with over 37,000 applications submitted. Because it is so challenging to get into a school like Harvard, you would think, I mean, shouldn't it pay off in earnings for everyone that gets in and graduates? And you would think so. You would think that is the case, but it doesn't work this way for every accepted student. The average early career salaries for Ivy League graduates in a study reported by the statistics site Statista.com showed that graduates from Princeton had an average yearly salary of $75,200 US, while Brown University, the average was $68,200 US. And this isn't bad, but what if a student earning these figures, let's say they took out $80,000 or more in student loans to earn that Ivy League diploma? Even though average early earnings might not appear too bad for an Ivy school graduate, There are other colleges, believe it or not, with higher paying earnings and return on investment. And this was somewhat surprising looking into the research of what Ivy League school graduates earn. As many people think that, you know, graduates from Harvard or somewhere like Yale earn the most money. And a study by payscale.com, they came out with a list of the highest paying bachelor degrees. And you would be surprised, probably as I was, to learn that a major Ivy League university didn't even make the top five. Some of the schools that were in the top five were the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, with the average bachelor degree earning $155,000. And the United States Naval Academy was also in the top five with $152,800 as the earnings with a bachelor's degree. There can be some advantages of an Ivy League education, and there really isn't a way to argue that. Although there is no real evidence that Ivy League graduates are guaranteed to earn more money compared to public school graduates, I did find in my research several advantages of an Ivy League education that possibly increases the odds of better earnings. Again, it's nothing that's guaranteed by going to an Ivy League school, but there were some commonalities in the research that I did that seemed to provide an edge. And one of those was if you're going into a certain career, so let's say I wouldn't doubt that certain careers might have an advantage in the hiring process with an Ivy League education. And this opens the door to opportunity to earn a lot more money in a lifetime. So if you're thinking about starting the next Facebook, a Microsoft, then, you know, an Ivy League degree could come in handy and look quite good. Investors might like the fact that you attended an Ivy institution, and it certainly couldn't hurt. Another area that an Ivy League education certainly can't hurt is, this is one that will probably not come as a surprise, is running for a government office. And getting into a high level of politics, an Ivy League education can be an advantage. So think of all the politicians and lawyers that went to an Ivy League university. For some levels of government, attending an elite college almost seems to be a requirement. Politics and starting the next big company, the next big thing, are not the only areas an Ivy League education can be an advantage. If you have a determination to make a career in something like investment banking or management consulting, then an Ivy League degree is something that could certainly come in handy there. Believe it or not, a lot of students that get into an Ivy League school don't come from wealthy families, and they do receive financial aid. And this was something in my research that did come a little bit surprising, is that, you know, a lot of students that do get into these Ivy League schools, they don't come from wealthy backgrounds. If you are a student that can get full financial aid for going to a big name school, then it really only makes sense to take advantage of that situation, regardless if higher earnings, you know, aren't guaranteed when you graduate. Now, employers and in an Ivy League education, there's no denying that someone looking at a resume probably will take a second glance when they see an elite university listed. And this comes back to the social beliefs of an Ivy League education. Some people believe a person might be more intelligent for attending a prestigious school. This can be argued. This might or might not be the case. There are also employers that see an alumni from an Ivy League school as being at the very top of the competition. This can be the case with the difficulty of being accepted into an Ivy League school. The truth is, some employers, they do look favorably on education from an Ivy university in the research that I did. I even know of a guy that used this to his advantage for his entire career so far. You know, he wasn't the best performer, and an employer usually did discover this in time, yet he moves from job to job with his education getting him in the door. So there are employers that do take a lot of stock in Ivy League education. You would think employers would not just look at an Ivy League education and believe the person will be the best and most intelligent employee, yet several hiring managers, they still do take a lot in the Ivy League education. Now, it's not a guarantee, but from this standpoint, an Ivy League education could hold an edge with those employers that are still a little old-fashioned, and they take it very, very heavily that someone went to an Ivy League school. The big advantages, from what I found in the research with Ivy League earnings, were the alumni and networking. And those are the real advantages of attending an Ivy League school. Ivy League universities, they have a rich history and a large network of powerful, successful alumni in most cases. And this is where the true advantage lies in attending an elite school and getting to the big earnings most expect of an Ivy League college graduate. The professors and alumni available at Ivy League colleges are not, for the most part, accessible to people on the outside. The career development and networking opportunities are the keys to financial success and not just having the elite school name on a diploma. Without taking advantage of the networking opportunities available while attending a big name school, it might just limit the earning potential once a student graduates. Again, there's no guarantees, but meeting the right person or people while attending an Ivy League college, it can certainly improve the odds with a degree from one of those schools earning big money. With the advantages, you might ask yourself, how does an Ivy League diploma not earn more, you know, more money every time compared to degrees earned from other schools? It would make sense with the advantages that I just covered that just about every Ivy League school graduate should earn more money compared to people that attend other universities. Yet, this just isn't the case in the research that I was able to find. The closest information on the subject comparing Ivy League university earnings and other schools that seemed to be accurate was a study that I found by Investopedia. It found that holders of an Ivy League degree do, for the most part, indeed earn more money compared to other university graduates. However, when the cost of education is taken into consideration, public school college grads appeared to come out ahead. The study took into account a number of variables such as future cash flow, tuition, and fees. The big factor that made a difference in earnings between Ivy schools and other universities seems to be when student debt is accumulated. Ivy League school graduates seem to earn more on average, but the ones that have loans have much more in debt compared to degrees from public schools. Thus, elite graduates might earn more, but the ones that have student debt have more of it, and as a result, often earn less when servicing the student debt is taken into consideration. Now, some of the research I found, not only with the earnings, were surprising with Ivy League education compared to, you know, a traditional state school, is there were some negatives of going to an Ivy League school. And this did come out quite surprising, as many people would believe there's only positive aspects of going to getting an Ivy League education. Trying to figure out if, you know, there are negatives for attending an Ivy League school is a little easier than you might think. Most people only look at the positives, like I said, thinking earnings being a major plus with an Ivy League university graduate. And the question came up as I started to look is what can be the negative side of an Ivy League school? And stress is a big one. Now, personally, I didn't attend a prestigious college, but the research for this article I did, it pointed out that students who attend elite schools, they're probably, not surprisingly, they're majorly stressed out. Partly because those schools are so competitive, but it might also be because of the cost of an Ivy League school for some of the students. So failing is not an option for most students of an Ivy League, and major stress is a result of all the pressure. And obviously the cost can be a negative side. Because the cost of attending an Ivy League university is so high, it is a certain negative in many instances for people that have to accumulate major debt to graduate. And the truth is, from an education perspective, Ivy League schools mostly do not offer much more in the quality of education compared to other schools. Although some might argue with this, the things being taught at college are not something really that can't be found in the public library or on the internet these days, if you know where to look. College is many times today, it's the price to pay for possibly landing a better career and a better paying job for many college majors. Paying double or triple the cost for an Ivy League education compared to a public school is not going to make someone more intelligent. Now, when it comes to employers, believe it or not, employers not wanting to hire based on an Ivy League education, it is a possibility. Just like employers that look favorably on someone that went to an Ivy League school, there are some that might not look at it as a positive. I know some readers might not argue with this, but a lot of students that go to an elite school do come from wealthy families. Not all of them, as I mentioned, there are quite a few that don't, but a lot of them do as well. At least the upper class ones, at the very least, do come from wealthy families. An article by Forbes stated that 45.6% of the undergrads at Harvard come from families with incomes above $200,000. And this would be just 3.8% of American households that fall into this income range. Now, certainly coming from a wealthy background does not automatically equate to a person that is, you know, just a rich kid that has no idea about how real life is lived by the majority of people. Yet there might be some debate that it could increase the chances of an Ivy League graduate being somewhat out of touch with reality. Some employers might not hire a graduate from an elite school for the very fact they might believe someone with an Ivy League diploma might have a challenging time putting themselves in the shoes of a day-to-day employee. Also, a potential employer could even think someone from an Ivy League university would not make a good leader because others would not be able to relate to that person. The other negative with a potential employer might just be the opposite of what this podcast is about. There is a possibility a hiring manager might not reach out to an Ivy League graduate because of the often expected higher salary for graduating from a big name school. While some companies still look quite favorably on Ivy League schools, many employers and companies are trying to cut costs and get the best candidate with the most experience for the least expensive price. Someone from an elite expensive school might be overlooked just due to the fact of an expectation of a higher salary. I guess the question is what did I find as the conclusion to Ivy League graduates earning more money compared to a less expensive public college? Because this question seems to come up quite a bit even today with, you know, is an Ivy League education, is it better when it comes to earning potential? And the evidence and statistics leading to concrete information on an Ivy League graduate earning more money compared to other schools, what I found is it was mixed, to say the least. One big factor that did seem to make some difference is when an Ivy League student had to take out large amounts of student debt for their education. When a public university undergrad diploma and one from an Ivy League are compared with student loan debt, the public school is, from what I found, definitely a better return on investment. The issue is, I don't think this is just for Ivy League schools. Anytime someone can get through school with no debt, it likely increases the chances for financial success overall. Student loans are a bigger gamble than they ever have been. The gamble can just be even larger with a mountain of debt and loans from an Ivy League school because the debt is much larger many times. And the time to pay the money back is much longer for most people compared to a less expensive university. So who probably benefits most from an Ivy League school? And first and foremost, the students that have the most to gain from an Ivy League school are the ones that get through it with no debt. This can be especially the case for students that come from lower income families. If these students take advantage of the networking and social opportunities correctly, it can change their families for generations. The wealthy families that send their children to prestigious universities are also probably the most likely to benefit. This is because their kids will leave school with no debt and they already have good connections and opportunities most likely available to them. If you're still asking yourselves, is an Ivy League education worth the money? I would say if you are looking to earn more money as a sure thing due to attending an elite school, the answer is probably no in most instances. Yet, given the right networking contacts with the Ivy League experience and going to a prestigious school, it just might pay off. However, this is true with just about any college a person attends. There are very successful people from quite a few public state schools, and they all have opportunities to make the social aspect of college hopefully be an investment that will pay off as well. The financial success of someone is most times determined by the person and not the school they attended. There is some argument that the students from wealthy families have an edge, and I will tell you this is likely true. But for everyone else, an Ivy League degree likely won't be worth the price if it equals decades of debt after graduation. I'm sure the Ivy League school debate will continue in many discussions, but from the research I was able to find on the subject, there was just no concrete evidence that Ivy League graduates earn more money. But they did seem to have an advantage when no student loan debt was accumulated. It might not help in all situations to have an Ivy League education, but from what I did see, it sure didn't seem to hurt as much either. Let me know what you think of the Ivy League debate on career earnings. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money Podcast. If you like the podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit the website at smartstartmoney.com. Join me on the next podcast as I talk about 529 college savings plans. What exactly are they, and should you start one?